Today's Mishnah is a Masechtes Demai, Perek Dalet Mishnah Vav and Mishnah Zayin. Today's Mishnah is being learned the Ilui Nishmas Rab Tzvi Hersh by Rab Yosef Pinchas Halevi. So one of the themes of the fourth Perek of Masechtes Demai is the idea that even though the Am Haaretz was chashed when it came to Maisris, there were times that Chazal trusted the Am Haaretz. For example, on Shabbos. Imas Shabbos is on the Am Haaretz, and if the Am Haaretz tells you on Shabbos that he was Mafresh Maisris, then on Shabbos you're allowed to trust him and you'd be able to eat the Dmai even though you weren't Mafresh Maisris. Another example where we trust the Am Haaretz is if there's Dimua. If a person bought Peres from an Am Haaretz, he was Mafresh Maisir Rishon, then he took Trumas Maisir from the Maisir Rishon, and then the Trumas Maisir got mixed up with the whole Taruvas. With Alochis is a major hefset over here. Emas Dimua is also on the Am Haaretz, and if the Am Haaretz tells you that he was Mafresh Maisir, the Aloch is, you're allowed to trust. Another halacha that we saw in the Mishnah, another exception to where we trust the Am Haaretz, is if the Am Haaretz invites a chaver to a Shabbos Sheva Brachas. The Aloch is Mishum Eva, we allow the chaver to go eat by the Am Haaretz. Our Mishnah is going to discuss another case where we're going to trust the Am Haaretz for a specific reason, even though really we shouldn't trust him. Zok de Mishnah, nichnas la'ir. If somebody enters a city, he's a traveler, he just entered a city, he knows there's a frum community there, doesn't know much about it, doesn't know any particulars about any of the people. V'enoi makir adam sham. He didn't know one person. Amar, say he walks into shul and he says, Mika neman, is there anyone here that is a trustworthy person? Anyone that's nizer, he's careful when it comes to trumas and maisers? Mika maser, is there anyone here that gives maiser? Amar le'echa, that one person stands up, ani, yes. Talach is enoi neman, you don't trust him. Meaning, you're not allowed to trust him. You have to assume he's an Am Haaretz, and if he's an Am Haaretz, he's not going to be an Am. If he tells him, ish pleni neman, let's say he says, no, I'm not such an honest guy. But you see the guy sitting in the corner, davening the long shemayin esrei? He's the neman. The halach is arez a neman. He's going to be believed. At that point, we're going to trust him. Halach likach mimenu. What happens if the person now goes to the person that he told was trusted? Amaloy, he told him, Mika moichi yashan. Tell me, is there anyone here in this neighborhood that sells yashan? Now, yashan is a whole different sugya. The halach is that midday raisa, a person is not allowed to eat from the tfu hachadasha until the carbon aimer was brought. So there was a certain time where it was butter to eat only from the tfua that was yashan, not from the tfua that was chadash. So without getting involved. But the point is that, remember, this person walked into shul and he said, tell me, is there anyone that's a neman? So somebody pointed to a man in the corner. He says, he's the one. So he goes over to that person and he says, tell me, who sells yashan? Amalei, he told him, Misha shlochach etzli. The person that sent you to me, the person that told you I'm the one that gives maisers, he's the one that sells yashan. So the halach is, even though it looks like maybe they're in cahoots with each other, right, it looks like maybe they have an inside thing going, where I'm going to tell people you're the one that's nizer and maisris. You're going to tell people that I'm the one that's nizer and yashan. And like this, we're both going to end up having parnasa. So you would have thought that's a reason maybe not to trust them. Zok de Mishnah, re'elu namanim. No, we are going to trust them. The Rav says that why is it that we trust them? Meaning, why is it that you walk into shul, you walk into a city, you meet a person, are you a neman? He says, yeah, don't trust him. Is there anyone a neman? He says, yeah, that person's a neman. Now all of a sudden we trust him. L'chura, if we don't trust him to say that he's a neman by himself, so why do we trust him to point out that somebody else is a neman? So the Rav says that really, logically, this it shouldn't be okay. If you don't trust him, you shouldn't trust him. But the reason it's okay is because being that this person is an achsanoi, this person is a traveler, Chazal Pasha felt bad for the traveler. They felt bad for him. They said he's an achsanoi, he's a guest, and as a result, they said that even though ordinarily we wouldn't trust the Am Haaretz, here we're going to trust the Am Haaretz. Now, we don't trust the Am Haaretz to say on himself, but we trust him to say it about somebody else. But this is another example where really we should not trust the person, yet the halacha is that we are going to trust him. Another Mishnah that discusses a very, very similar halacha, the last Mishnah of the fourth parak of Masechtes Demai, Hachamarim Shenichlasu La'ir. There were people that used to ride donkeys and they would bring tefuah with them and they would sell it in the city. Amar Echad. So, yeah, these two Hachamarim, two people that are on donkeys, they have a bunch of schayr. One person said, Shali Chadash, all my tefuah is Chadash. Meaning, you don't want to buy my tefuah, it's Chadash, you're not allowed to eat Chadash. But Vishal Chaveri Yashan, my friend's tefuah, his is Yashan, that you're allowed to eat. Then he said, more. Shali ain't a mesukin. Don't buy my tefuah. My tefuah, I didn't give my tefuah. Shal chaveri mesukin. My friend's is. So the halach is, ain't a nemanim. He's not believed. He's not even believed with regards to his friend. Why not? I thought in the previous Mishnah said, you are believed with regards to your friend. So the reason is, the Chum hold, there's something fishy going on over here. Why would a person walk into a city and say, all my stuff is messed up, nothing I have is kosher, you want to go to my friend? You know what's probably going on? They probably have a deal with each other. The deal is, we're going to go into one city, and you're going to be the one who has the good schayer. Then we're going to go into the other city, and I'm going to be the one that has the good schayer. So it looks a little bit like they're goyim zadza. It looks like they're helping each other. And being that that's the halacha, in and among them, they're not believed. Rabbi Yehuda argues. He says, no, they are believed. There's no reason to assume this. According to Rabbi Yehuda, they're believed. What's the real pshat? So the Rav says the real pshat is because really we're dealing with Dmai. And Dmai is Rav Amei Aretz Ma'asrim Heim. And all it is a Chumrah. So in such a case, the halach is, you're not going to assume this worst case scenario that they're Goimrim. And the halach is, you're going to trust them.